Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about a recent special board meeting.
For the bus barn, it looks like it was approved, the project bids that were listed.
Correct.
The electric part of it, that wasn't determined yet which one was going to be approved?
It has been determined now. We are going to go with Precision Electric, which was the low bid. Our biggest concern was that the two bids were so close to each other that we wanted to make sure the quality of the light fixtures and stuff were apples to apples. And the bids were slightly different, so we had to kind of do some comparisons. But Precision Electric bid has been accepted.
Is there any sort of project or contract manager for this barn?
Tim Ruth from McCready Ruth Construction kind of served as our lead on the design and also in terms of soliciting the bids for us. So he put together the bid packages for us.
Was there a bus barn? Was there a former one that Highland had?
No, there is now. We do have a bus garage, but with only space for one bus, you know, that can be worked on at a time. But otherwise, our buses always have been on the outside. So this will give them shelter along with electrical plug-ins and stuff for all 12 of our buses.
Where will it be located?
Right along the north side of our parking lot, kind of facing the side street there in between the two driveways into the school parking lot.
That current garage, will that still be there? Or
that will still be the place where we'll service the buses.
The funds for this barn, what is that coming from?
This will come from our facilities funds. And actually, when we refinanced our bond earlier this year, it freed up about $400,000 in funds that originally had been designated to pay off that bond. So those proceeds are being used to pay for this.
Which bond in particular was that?
We still had an outstanding bond for the middle school wing of this building. But once again, the district refinanced that last fall, which saved the district over $400,000.
When will construction start for this?
Soon. We're anticipating completion of this before school is out.
And will this affect traffic at all as far as faculty, students coming into school?
It shouldn't. It's far enough off. For the most part, on the north side of that parking lot, unless we have a major event or an athletic event, that area is usually not too busy. So it should not, and if it's completed prior to graduation, it just really shouldn't be an inconvenience for the most part.
What do you think was the motivation to finally get this barn project, you know, up and rolling?
Well, obviously, I don't have a lot of history here with the district, but I do know it's something that's been talked about for a period of time, a number of years. When I met with the building committee in the fall, and as we began to determine our priorities for this year, this was certainly one of the top three priorities that the building committee had to get completed. And so we're very happy now that this will actually finally get done.
Great. And do you know what the total cost of the project is?
Just under $132,000. I don't have the exact figure here, but it's somewhere in the $131,000 range.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about building projects?
No, we're real excited. We've got a few facility improvement projects going. We received a riverboat grant to upgrade the HVAC system over the elementary, and that's happening. We're putting in new bleachers in the baseball and the softball fields with cement pads below, and that's going to happen here in the next few weeks. We're also going to be renovating an old storage facility into a new agriculture classroom and lab, and that will happen yet this summer. And we're also going to be upgrading the security cameras in this building. And then in terms of a long-range plan over the course of the next couple years, we're going to take a look at the HVAC system for the secondary building and probably renovate and replace that whole system as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.